This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. September 10th will be a make-or-break day for two Colorado lawmakers facing recall. Senators John Morse and Angela Giron are facing recall because of their support of gun control legislation during this year's legislative session. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff about what's at stake.
So what's ultimately at stake here is the balance of power at the state capitol in the state Senate. Republicans right now are in the minority, but even if Morse and Giron are ousted, Democrats would still have a one-seat majority. That's got to be something, Jody, that party leaders are very concerned about.
Well, of course, mainly because trying to keep a caucus united, like all the Republicans or all the Democrats in the Senate, is tough. You've got some rural representation that doesn't always agree with some of the people from the urban areas. So that makes Democrats vulnerable, as it does Republicans. And it's very chancy. You're trying to get your legislation passed and your agenda promoted. And if you have to worry about just having one vote as a cushion, it makes it a lot more difficult.
Well, right now they have a five-seat majority as it stands right now today. And they could keep that going into the next legislative session in January if Morse and Giron were simply to resign before going into this recall vote. But both have adamantly said that they're not going to go down that road. So could this be a costly gamble with midterm elections next year?
Yes, and there's been discussions mainly privately about whether these two incumbents should resign. Morse and Giron have 10 days from last week's judge's ruling, that would be last Thursday, to resign from office. And in that case, a vacancy committee would be established, and the Democrats would for sure preserve the seat. But neither campaign says they're going to be employing that strategy, and their supporters as well say they're lined up behind Morse and Giron, and those are the candidates that they're supporting. Like you said, it's an option, but it's not one that Morse or Giron have decided to take. And I think privately some people think, well, look, Morse has only one more year to go before he's term limited. Maybe he should just resign now and keep that seat in Democratic hands. But no one publicly is going to say that. And even though there's been talk about Democratic candidates to take their place, nothing has come of that at this point.
Well, I think the other interesting thing here is just the outside influence. We saw outside money coming into Colorado for both sides on this recall effort during the petition phase. And now that the judge has cleared the way for this vote to happen, I would imagine that we're going to see even more of this leading up to September 10th.
I think we'll see money from organizations like Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which is New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg's anti-gun group, as well as the National Rifle Association. There are rumors that they'll become involved. And then you've got the local campaigns that are raising money, not just in Colorado, but outside the state as well. Morse has raised more than $150,000, and Giron has raised close to $90,000. And it's coming mostly from liberal groups as far away as Washington, D.C., and even New York. On the other side, the El Paso Freedom Defense Committee, which is working to try to get rid of Morse, has raised about $85,000 in contributions. And they're likely to bring in a lot more national money because this is almost a recall on gun control and gun legislation. And a lot of people see this as a national example. So you've got a lot of people who are looking at this and who are interested in this race who aren't exactly people living in the district. But a lot of national attention is going to be played on this race.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.